The Conservative and Unionist Party.
Britain's Conservative Party announced Tuesday that Boris Johnson has won the election to be its new leader and become the country's next prime minister. Johnson defeated British Foreign Secretary Jeremy Hunt in the voting that ended Monday night by a margin of 66-34%. He pledged to deliver Britain's exit from the European Union on October 31st and to unite the country.
I know Sam Waggles already pointed out that deliver, unite, and defeat was not the perfect acronym for an election campaign, since unfortunately it spells dud. But they forgot the final E, my friends. E for energize. And I say to all the doubters, dude, we are going to energize the country. We're going to get Brexit done on October the 31st. We're going to take advantage of all the opportunities that it will bring in a new spirit of can do.
Johnson will officially replace Prime Minister Theresa May on Wednesday as she steps down following repeated failures to deliver Britain's exit from the European Union. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, according to the KCNA state-run news agency, is inspecting a large newly built submarine, potentially signaling continued development of a submarine-launched ballistic missile program. Kim inspected the operational and tactical data and combat weapon systems of the new submarine, which was built under his special attention. As Washington braces for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's appearance before two House committees this week, the Department of Justice has sent Mueller a letter telling him to stick to the information contained in his written report. An official at the Justice Department said the letter is a response to a query by Mueller made earlier this month seeking guidance on handling questions that address privileged information. This is VOA News. Thousands of people poured into the streets of San Juan on Monday in protests aimed at forcing Puerto Rico Governor Ricardo Rossello to resign over offensive chat messages, the latest scandal to hit the bankrupt island struggling to recover from deadly 2017 hurricanes. Yahara Jacques reports.
The demonstrations come a day after Governor Ricardo Rossello said he will not run for re-election next year, but stopped short of resigning. Outside the governor's palace, activists listened on their phones as Rossello gave his speech, which only added fuel to the fire.
If Ricky won't quit, we won't quit either. We're on this. We're going to be present. We're not leaving until he leaves.
The governor is embroiled in a scandal over leaked chats that showed Rossello and top aides exchanging homophobic and sexist text messages. Hundreds of pages were released, unleashing simmering resentment over the governor's handling of devastating hurricanes in 2017, alleged corruption in his administration, and the island's bankruptcy process.
President Trump met with Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan in the Oval Office Monday, where they discussed talks aimed at ending the war in Afghanistan. President Trump said the Pentagon continues to reduce the number of its troops in Afghanistan very slowly and very safely. He said if he had wanted to use force, the U.S. would have won the war quickly.
I could win that war in a week. I just don't want to kill 10 million people. Does that make sense to you? I don't want to kill 10 million people. I have plans on Afghanistan that if I wanted to win that war, Afghanistan would be wiped off the face of the earth. It would be gone. It would be over in 10 days.
The Pakistani Prime Minister said there is no military solution for Afghanistan and that progress has been made in the talks.
This is the closest we've been to a peace deal in Afghanistan.
In the meantime, a political storm has erupted in India over remarks by President Trump that Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi had asked him to help mediate the long-standing dispute between New Delhi and Islamabad over the region of Kashmir. The Pakistan Foreign Minister S. Jaishankar categorically assured Parliament that no such request was made by the Prime Minister to the U.S. President, as infuriated lawmakers demanded clarification. Opposition leaders wanted a personal statement from Modi to confirm that there was no change in the country's policy of addressing the Kashmir dispute with Pakistan bilaterally. For more on these stories, voanews.com. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
VOA1. All the hits and more. VOA1. The best music now. I want to know who my... representing it here tonight.